now. It's four wins in a row here. You guys pulled away gradually quarter by quarter. It was an up-and-down track meet in the first quarter. You ended up going up 16-9, led 29-10. You hold them to only one field goal over about a 14-minute stretch in the first and between the first and third quarters, and you had to be pretty happy to get out here, get a big win here of 27 points here tonight.
Yeah, you know, our guys came out. We were a little flat, you know, right away. I thought we passed up some opportunities that we had early on for some layups. I think Bo, you know, made an unselfish play, but I think at the beginning of the game right there, you get the ball 3 feet from the basket, you'd like your player right there to go up and you know, try to score. But, you know, we made an extra pass. I think we turned it over. But, you know, pretty proud of their defense. But, you know, give Colby a ton of credit. You know, that's an entirely different team as far as effort goes. They competed their bottoms off right there, you know, for most of the game. And you know, we knew they were going to, you know, in the last few games, they got a lot of confidence from the orange and black, I think. And they came out and they competed and they made us work hard. And you know, that's kind of what you want in a game like this.
You're right there. Colby, of course, was out one of their better players in Brooks Curry, and you guys were able to take advantage of that matchup there and got it in early on with Bo Hess. You guys forced some turnovers out top, did it again for the second time in this series this year, and got some early points from Bo Hess, and then things just kind of started cruising after that. Got a couple of, Jordan Horn hit the three free throws, and then he hit a three right after that, and it just seemed like you guys kind of put the corkscrew on Colby there, and they were just frustrated after that.
Yeah, well, with, you know, when we score, we're able to, you know, press and get after people, and that's, you know, it's kind of what we do best. But, you know, early on, we were missing some shots, and we weren't able to get into it. But, you know, after Jordan made his three free throws, I think, you know, we were 4 for 6, and then I think Bo missed a couple. So we weren't shooting free throws particularly well early, it didn't seem like. And left some points out there. With Brooks not being here, yeah, you know, he's a very aggressive post player. But, you know, the post probably wasn't the problem, but with their four out and, you know, multiple cutters, and it always, I mean, it keeps you on your toes, and if your defense relaxes for a second, you know, you kind of give up some easy looks, and we did that tonight. But, you know, early on it was undisciplined defense on our part. You know, we weren't getting our hands off of them. We got into early foul trouble with three of our starters, you know, picking up two, and you know, we just got to be smarter than that. We got to have guards who you know, can keep the ball in front of them and not have to, you know, put both hands on them. You know, get those arms out wide and slide your feet, be lateral with them, and if they lean that shoulder in there, take the charge. You know, we try to do that later, but in the first half, you know, I didn't feel like we did a very good job. And you know, got to have some guys step up defensively, you know, if they're backside help, you know, communicating a little bit more, letting everybody know what's going on the backside. So, you know, the first half, I didn't really feel like we played all that well. I thought we left a lot of things out there kind of sloppy and left some points on the board. And I think the second half, you know, early in the third, I think we executed a little bit more and got the looks that we wanted.
It was nice to see Marshall Froh. Really, he was a big spark plug for you guys off the bench tonight, finished with 12 points. But I thought some of the other things that maybe he did were pretty good as well. I know he's frustrated, maybe his turnovers. You had to sit Justin Froh with foul trouble. He didn't play the whole second quarter. And you had some good play there. I thought Drummond played some pretty good defense at times tonight. And then you had to bring in Reed and Brunswick and Joe Evans. And, you know, they didn't do anything to hurt you guys out there.
No. And they've been, you know, they get their reps at practice. And they played a little bit more and a little bit more as the season's gone by. And I don't necessarily worry about them when they're out there, you know, hurting us by any means. I do think that they're actually able to, you know, keep us where we're at, or, you know, give us a little something extra. You know, Reed's a very tough kid. He battles. He's a great screener. Uses his body very well. And Joe's long, so, I mean, he can help us on the boards. And he's becoming more aggressive, you know, taking the ball to the basket. So, you know, several of those guys, you know, have shown, you know, strides and getting better. And Zach came in and, you know, worked a little two-man game, got an offensive rebound, and he really helped us. It's nice to know you can go to the bench and you're not dropping off right there, you know, and give them more time. You know, they'll produce more and more. So, you know, excited for those guys' future.
You probably are looking forward to this. You guys have a week off of that competition. I know with only four games to go, but still, It's a much-needed rest here. It's going to be Ulysses next Friday night, and the Tigers kind of battling with Holcomb tonight. Haven't seen a score update on that, but it was 11-point Holcomb lead at the break. But still, it's still going to be a pretty hungry Ulysses team. And, you know, they stole one from you guys here, and an opportunity for you guys to steal one back from them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it is, they're kind of on a rough stretch, you know, right now, not because of lack of effort or talent by any means, but I mean they've played some really high competition. You know, Garden twice, and Garden's about as hot as any team there is, you know, around here right now. But you know that they would go down to their midseason tournament and play, I believe, a Mays school, and you know, so they definitely played some teams. But you know, a week off will help us. You know, Bo rolled his ankle a little bit, so hopefully you get a little rest with that. And you know, we kind of been trying to hide from the flu bug around here for a while, so you know, hopefully we can dodge that, and if we do get some people that are sick, you know, we got a little bit of time to you know, get them back healthy and get them with us.
Yeah, get better and go for it for four games left in the regular season. It goes fast here, and Beavers win it tonight here 52-25 over Colby. Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.